creates all the chances that they had. He played great for the one game. I'm like,
what? So that's, you just mean for this recent call-up?
Yeah, he played fantastic.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, look at this world stage. Every club in EPL and La Liga, all of them are like, this guy? Who is he? All right. Let's look at his stuff. What's he doing? And I mean, they're watching the games.
Yes, I understand.
They're watching the games and like, let me ask you something.
This
is a hard physical league.
Don't you think that tells you something about talent assessment in European football? This man could be sitting on a bench for years. He's 28.
Yeah.
He's not 18. He's sitting on a bench for years,
right,
waiting for a chance. And nobody gave him a chance.
And all of a sudden
he has to come to MLS,
right,
and then he plays a half, two-thirds of a season in MLS, and now it's like, oh, my God, we have to have this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
We had him sitting there for 10 years in Europe.
The thing is so weird is the fact that, I mean, shit like that happens in sports.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know, he was also, you know, came up with his Juventus system, right? He was on loan to Empoli.
Yeah.
He was on loan to Parma. You know what I mean?
He
didn't light up anything.
Like, Altidore.
He didn't light up the league.
Altidore is here. Bradley stay. They left Europe. They're here. This is them.
Absolutely. Well, Altidore's situation, I mean,
you know, goal in 56 games.
He was in a rut. He needed a change of scenery bad.
And he's got it here.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's working out okay for him, but for the injuries, he's working out
like the opposite of Altidore. You know, Altidore can't play in Europe?
Yes.
Do you think it's the same?
Maybe.
He can't play in Europe.
Maybe.
I think it's just the right time now where...
But let me ask you something. Why? If Jovinko can make money, he's making money here. He's making big money. He's playing. He's going to be the MVP. And he's getting called up to play for the national squad.
Right.
What more does he really need?
So, but and here's the thing. European already, so there's no major paperwork.
No.
Why would he want to go?
Well, again, you go over, you're European already. There's no big hassle there.
What's his incentive? I'm asking.
Well, this is it.
I don't think
everybody, okay, let me put it this way.
I don't think you want to go.
Almost all the guys in that league there, if you gave them an EPL contract,
they'd run and take it.
They're gone.
Not necessarily.
Donnell Henry, I mean, he plays some good years
there. What I'm saying.
Now he's busting his ass in West Ham to say, I'm determined to make it here.
Don't you think, though, it's different for the domestic North American player who goes to Europe, where everybody understands, when you're coming from here and you come up domestically here, they say, look, you came from a lower level. You're not getting the respect. A man like that, like Danielle Henry, he's saying, look, for him, it matters. You know, like for D-Row, it didn't matter. For D-Row, he wanted to, like, create something here.
Yeah.
Yes, and even...
But Henry, he wants to, you know, he wants that
he wanted to
stamp
go.
Of approval,
and D-Row
I can
was,
make it.
D-Row was also the one who said, remember when he could have played for Celtic? And it was
PSG
who blocked it.
Yes.
Even Fry was working out with Liverpool, and Liverpool were interested, right? And then he came back, and then he got mashed up, and he never played. Now he's won a championship. So what I'm saying now with this guy, he's already European. Did all his training there, all right? Maybe there were 10 or 12 guys that were like, we got so many ahead of him. You know, we can't look at him right now. Come over here, play some minutes, do what you got to do.
Because
Juventus sold him. Right?
Right.
They paid a whole shitload of money.
Dude,
all of a sudden, this guy's like playing the way he's supposed to be playing. And the guy, okay, now Liverpool, all of a sudden, the American says, Lehman goes,
Bernie?
I want him.
Bernie, he'd rather be a star here than go over there and be nobody.
Dude, no, he ain't going to be nobody if he goes back there.
Well, let's say this.
He won't be nobody if he goes over there.
Let's say this.
There's no way.
When he first goes back, unless he gets screwed over, they must afford him an opportunity
to come back
to try and display his talent.
Oh, yeah.
However, the way these management are over there, they're so mercurial, they will decide, you know what, this guy's no good, he's a flop, they put him on the bench, or they get the manager on the field and says, I don't like how this guy plays. He's too small for me.
I'll tell you what.
How is he going to guarantee that's not going to happen to him?
He's smaller than Defoe. But, I mean, as far as players over here in Europe, as far as size difference, there's no difference.
No.
He's holding his own here.
It's
a more physical league here.
I agree. I don't question for one second that he can...
The EPL is the most physical league in the world.
No, this is more physical than EPL.
Over here,
they fling bodies around.
English,
over there,
no, man,
I've seen defensemen over there.
Englishman, buddy, you're an Englishman.
I'm man. I'm telling you, man. I could show you a tape right now. And every defenseman I've watched in Europe, they're all...
You're
EPL, well, and remember, EPL is comprised of how many countries?
Not just England. Yeah.
So the there's
English,
no difference for him.
The English league, they're mad dogs.
But let me say this. I feel because of what I've seen. I'm just going on my observation.
Yeah.
I feel like the size issue is not going to be an issue
for him.
However,
deal with it.
I am talking about the mentality of management. Not just the manager on the field, the management in the front office. And my attitude is that the way these guys look at guys, and especially going into EPL, you know, there's still a lingering thing about they import somebody from outside of the UK, and they have a certain attitude about it.
I'll tell you with Jovinko. It wasn't a question of he didn't have the talent.
I agree.
But it was just that I think that there's a lineup of guys that they're looking at. Right?
But then he's getting loaned out to these teams.
But then also, in that time, he was playing for the Italian team.
Yes.
They called him up.
So clearly Italy recognizes
him.
National team recognizes that.
But
if this is my thing. And I always struggle with these things. If this man's good enough to be on a national team and they bring him up all the time, why doesn't some other club say, hey, we want this guy. He can play many minutes for us.
Now you've got a new management in Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp, because Brendan Rodgers is gone now. Right. And Klopp's like, okay, I'm bringing in who I'm bringing in. Changes there again. You know what I mean? Because Balotelli, he's on loan right now. They've cut him loose.
Right.
So now you're looking at, okay, Balotelli's over there, and Klopp's bringing in these now Dutch boys. Van Hall did the same thing. He's bringing in French boys. He's bringing in Dutch boys. Right? Now the Ferguson's gone. So all that old guard that Ferguson had, the only one who's left over now is maybe Smalling and Rooney. And Rooney's pretty much, he's quieting down now. Right? He's got one goal in like seven games.
You know,
Rooney's a man that could come here and shine.
Right.
Right? But this guy, he's ascending here. And he's familiar in Europe, right? They know him in Europe, so it's like, it's the time to bring him back if we're going to bring him back.
Okay.
2 more years,
okay.
Bring
That's,
him back.
I understand.
If he keeps his play up.
Yes.
For every time he plays well here, Kurt, it's closer to the door. That's how I see it.
And I don't disagree with that. I just say, it can't be a quick departure. It can't be...
Another season, he's gone. No.
And I agree with Ken in the sense that the consequences for TFC for facilitating his departure at too early a moment is going to be a problem.
No, another year.
There'll be some permanent...
Another year. And again, here's where Ian said it best. He goes, look, and if you got EPL coming here and want to buy a player off us... That boosts the league a little bit.
It does.
Right? Because now now people are like,
but there's guys going to the EPL from here.
Yes, there are. But, you know, for a guy so young to come here, play well, and then they go, all right.
Isn't
there another way to look at it? Like, they say, okay, the guy went down to the farm team. Right. He played good at the farm team. We'll call him back up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for him either way. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if that necessarily elevates the stature of the league. This is a farm league. He was able to shine in the farm league. We don't expect him to do what he's doing there, here. You know, we expect him to do something.
Even Vazbachenko said it. He said, look, man, he said, you know, I heard him say this. And he said, you know, I mean, you got a guy like Jovinko right now. Look at this. You've got Italy coming to us to bring him back to play for the national team. He says, that boosts our team even more. Vazbachenko said.
And I agree with the national team.
He said, you've got the world now looking at us going, okay, let's see what else we got from there.
Right. I agree with the national team thing.
See, I'm not impressed at all. I mean, you've got Dempsey was playing in England for a long time.
And did well.
Landed on him, absolutely.
Right.
Very good.
You've got Yedlin's gone over from Seattle.
And those guys, played their time in, Donovan played how many years? Years in EPL.
He did.
Dominated in Fulham and Tottenham.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Dempsey. And Donovan played for Everton played.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, they finished here.
Yeah.
But Donovan always played in the offseason.
So now Dempsey's 30-something, 31, 32.
Right.
Got a championship last year?
No, he didn't win last year.
Right? Fry won the championship.
Nope.
Though,
who won last year?
No, LA won it, man.
LA won it last year?
Yeah.
Where did Fry get? Fry got a championship with them.
No, yeah, they won.
All right.
They got beat up.
All right, my mistake.
Yeah, they got beat up.
Old Buffemi Martins leaves EPL. He ain't going back. Because he's older now.
Not only that, he's still only 32, eh?
He played a good chunk in the EPL.
There's a guy.
Now he's back here and he's like,
there's
yo,
a guy.
Yeah,
but these guys went, Martins, where did he start his professional career?
Played in Newcastle.
Before that it was Spain.
So he started in Europe and then he came here.
And he played years in Newcastle and then he finished up here.
Oh,
right.
Martins, I don't know why Nigeria doesn't play him in the World Cup. Holy shit, man.
Probably, they may want him. He may say, I don't want to deal with you guys.
Yeah. I don't
want
to deal with
you. Because you're not paying anybody.
You don't pay. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, I don't need the headache. I know what it's like to be in a proper organization.
Right.
I'm not fucking with you guys.
And, he got good treatment in Newcastle. Yeah. He's getting great treatment here.
Well, listen,
but he's 30-something. He's not leaving. He's like, let me finish. Right?
But the bottom line is, they can't let this guy slip out, man.
2 years. I know. But 2 years, I'll understand that move. I'll be like, okay, well, yes.
Don't pull that stunt like going to class.
Let's put it this way. If he plays next year, he's done. Every time he plays great,
he plays bad, what would be a bad season?
I'm saying, let's say that all of a sudden, he plays over here, he gets hurt.
Yeah.
That's done. Right? He's finished. They won't take him back now. Oh, he's hurt. What can we do with him? Unless he comes back.
And he's
20-something. He's only 28, 29. You know what I mean? There's a little window he's got for where he plays.
I totally agree with you from his point of view. From his point of view, he needs to...
No, man, boss.
It's a business move.
Wait a second. But you guys are melding in two, all the different interests at once. You have to separate whose interest is what. So, his interest...
Right.
All we know is any one of these guys, they want to get paid.
That's right. That's it.
Right.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah. So.
You think you guys going across the street? Yeah. Stand over there for me, okay?
So
dealing with his, for his interest, what do you think his interest is? What would he want to do?
I think he'd want to play the best class ball as possible.
Okay, so you just say, as a matter of ambition, he wants to play at the top level.
I think he'd eventually want to finish
in Did he ever play in EPL before? Never.
No.
I understand, he never...
EPL and Italy, there's no difference.
Yeah, same.
It's the same thing.
But in terms of stature, international stature... If you had to look at the average footballer and say, okay, he's going to get the same money, would he prefer to go to, and assuming he's not Italian, right? So he doesn't have the nationalistic tie. Which league would he want to go to? So your position is, look, Javenko is probably, like any other footballer with ambition, he want to play against the best players in the best league. So, okay. Right now, to go there, let's say he can't make the same money. What do you think his position would be? He's going to make the big money in MLS. He's not going to get the same money there. He still would want to go.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
You're basing that on the fact that you've seen him now. You believe what you're seeing is sustainable, even if he goes back to Europe.
Yep.
And I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm trying to understand it just to make sure I understand.
Yes.
You're saying, listen, what he's shown is sustainable.
Yep.
He's ambitious like most guys, and
yep.
he wants to play in the top league.
Yep.
And you don't think he'd have any... Do you see any incentive for him to want to stay here?
Do I see any incentive?
Knowing that the EPL wants him. Do you see any incentive for him to stay here in preference to going over there?
He was raised up in that system. It's a better league.
No. You see anything drawing him here?
No.
All right.
No.
that's Bernie's European sensibility.
Bernie's
a European.
Team,
okay.
Every team is an institution over there, man. Bernie's even the low European. Levels. Right.
So you got
they've been
you
around
got
since
it's just embedded.
They've
in
been them. Around since 18, whatever. Yeah, we're still starting out. We're still, you know.
So okay. I just want to be clear. Yeah. So then you tell me, Ken. Okay. What is his? What do you think Juvenko's incentives are in this situation? So we know EPL wants him.
Right.
What is that? So what do you think his mindset would be?
Are we agreeing that somebody else wanted him?
We started on that premise.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt somebody saying, yeah, we're interested in him.
Yeah.
I would say...
Do you guys know where the InterCare Center is?
I think it's... InterCare is used to be Enbridge. Mm-hmm. It's on this side of this building. You gotta walk around.
Walk over here and turn left.
So you see, this is the Rico Coliseum. Walk around and make a left.
And that's Princess over there?
When you get to the main street that goes this same parallel to this street, that is Princess, and walk down.
Okay. You'll see a big sign. If you turn left when you go down there,
should be on the left side of that main road, Princess.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Kurt?
Oh, it's Laura, Kurt, or Ken.
I really think that he would. This guy, like when he was in Italy, for instance, nobody was buying his shirts.
No, absolutely.
No. The, you know, the calling his name and shit.
Yep.
That every star needs fame. He's getting the money. And he's getting the fame. He's not gonna get the fame over there, man. Right now.
He will.
He's getting the money.
He's getting the fame because he's here. Liverpool's looking to go, and football's football. Who is this guy? Well,
okay.
We need to sit down and get, before anyone else does, let's put our claim in
no,
and say
I,
we want
him. I'm talking about him.
Yeah, so
we're
talking about him.
Right?
So, okay. So, what I get from what you're saying, you're saying because Juvenko has reached a level of heroism.
Yeah.
Here,
in MLS with Toronto.
Yeah.
That is not comparable to anything he's had before.
Ever experienced in his life.
You're talking about this man, this people, as you say, people are calling his name, chanting his name.
Right.
I would say of the people who bought jerseys this year, probably about 80% of them are Juvenko jerseys.
I'm telling you, some guy's making love to his wife and she's going, Juvenko. And he's not even getting mad. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think just the fact that, you know...
You don't think that's intoxicating? You don't think he'd want that, Bernie?
I think it's intoxicating, but I think also it's...
That dude.
Oh, that looks like Bautista over there, man.
That is some kind of
I think a lot of guys
kind of
kicking his boots down.
I think that, you know what, the ultimate for him, he's a professional football player, and that's great. And he's come over here, and he's proved himself. And the mere fact that people back in Europe are like, oh, shit. Okay, we overlooked this guy. We want him. I mean, not the fact that he was overlooked in the sense that Italy still picked him up.
Yeah.
He's still on the roster, and they had him before.
How much money did he make before?
I don't know.
I'd be very curious to know that.
I don't know. But he's over here now, and it's like, okay, all right, so people want me. So, agent, you go out there and get me a deal. Since four clubs want me, then you go and do it. Because those four clubs worldwide are bigger than Toronto.
Yeah.
They're bigger than they're bigger than MLS.
Absolutely.
And that's all I'm saying.
But he's in a major international metropolis. It's not like he's in, you know.
Yeah.
A backwoods
town. He's
right
here,
the
but I'm saying
commercials and shit. Man.
No. That's great. But I mean, it's like now, it's like, but with him, and him being so young, it's like, well, now everyone's going. Well, let's look at this MLS thing now. Then. What else is there?
So yeah. So let me ask you, how big, realistically, how big do you think Juvenko could be? If he goes back to Europe, he plays in the EPL. He plays for Liverpool. How big is he going to get?
Not like him.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Is it that you think
that's
he
up,
wants?
That's up to him. I mean, I think if he plays the level that he's playing here now, and he's getting
the chance
here.
You think he could sustain that level?
I think, oh, yeah.
You think he could score?
Kurt,
he's
a soccer frequently?
Player. I agree.
He's a soccer. It's like, look, the kids that come out here, they go in these movies over here.
Yeah.
They do CBC, this and that. All of a sudden, they get big. They now got to go down to the big dog. There's no choice. You have to go down to the big dog down south. to, you know, this is your craft, this is what you want to do.
Absolutely.
And you've got to go down there and do it, and you've got to compete like everybody else and establish yourself.
If you can stay here and make the big bucks, you're going nowhere.
Well,
no.
You know, if you what? If you can make the big bucks what?
Here. If you can make the big bucks here, you're not going anywhere,
man. This North American market, right? Yeah, if you can make the big bucks here, you're not going to go anywhere? No, you're not. No, you're not.
So he's making the big bucks here.
So he's making the big bucks here, but now you're looking at an international stage now where all of Europe says, wow, Sebastian Giovinco, because
risky.
I was surprised. I'm watching the TFC game, the one before this, and they've got English broadcasters, right, from England commentating on the game.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, shit, they're watching it in England, like, you know, be it whatever, I don't know, like on the internet. I'm like, man, they're watching this game. They're watching, so they know all about us. So, you know, the world is kind of gone now where there's no more borders. It's like, let's look at whatever we need to look at.
I agree.
Like, if Balotelli, he's big in the world stage and they say he's a problem, he comes here, that's another Giovinco. He'll sell out.
He will, but will he do as well as Giovinco?
The thing is, Bernie.
You know,
Giovinco, it's a perfect storm. He's playing. He must, I don't know. He's got to be playing the best soccer of his life.
Dude, and that's the thing. He can't, you know, you can't come here and go, well, it's North America, I'll show him a little bit of this. It's like, you better be constant because there's other people watching. And if he goes over to EPL or wherever, there's no way he can sit there and go, well, I'm Giovinco. It's bust your ass time. This is just part of his work ethic.
Bernie, it's not guaranteed he would succeed.
Well,
you know what I mean, he wasn't a successful.
I think when he left, I think when he left and he came over here and he got minutes and no problem and they worked it out. If he goes back there, there's no, like, that man's gonna make sure he's gonna put in 140% a game. To say, I work my way back.
It's got his risk. It's,
you know what I mean? And that's it.
It's risky.
And that's
him.
It. Because here I'm watching them already now. You see all these guys here now? You look at the defensemen here, they're going in on him hard. And he's taking it, man.
Yeah.
Licked down to be a small guy. And he's taking it.
I don't question his toughness, his skill.
You see how
he's got all that. I question whether when he gets put in that context, whether he's going to be set up for success.
I think
because it's not just a matter of his effort. Because I don't doubt for one second. I don't think he learned to work hard when he came here.
I think he worked hard before. Yeah, I think he will. And I think now that Jurgen Klopp is in there, the new coach for Liverpool, because Brendan Rodgers is gone, right? And Klopp did what? Great with Dortmund.
Yeah.
And that guy's already going, yeah, okay, I'm bringing my own people in. And I see this guy on my radar. I like him. Let's do something.
Is he going to do one of these, though? I like him. I want to stockpile a lot of skilled guys. And then he'll be on my bench when I need him.
I think Liverpool won a championship. It's high time now. They've been banging at the door for 20 years.
Well,
they're going to get what they need.
You remember when Daniel Sturridge was sitting in the bench in Chelsea for about 3 years?
Yeah.
Just sitting there, they got all these guys. And
that's right, and he was
banking,
you know, and because you know, and then when he moved to Liverpool, you know, I mean, he's injured
and
now.
Sturridge,
but he became a star.
But Sturridge,
you know,
was
a
guy, and he was a teenager in Chelsea.
Yeah,
he was a teenager, and Chelsea came up in the system, in the Chelsea
but
system.
They wouldn't play an English guy.
No, but at that time,
he was good.
No, no, but at that time, because Mourinho did play him on a few first team games, right, and he did well. And Lampard and them, you know, and they were like, okay, he got accepted into the fold. So now when Liverpool are watching him, you're like, okay, Mourinho, what do you think? You know what? I got this kid. I want to play him, but I've got so much depth in my lineup. And he's young. You guys want him? Pay us whatever. No problem. They take it.
I know.
Sturridge
but,
is now a regular
he was,
starter
he was
because
lucky.
Of that. But, no, no, but because they were watching him.
He was lucky. Like,
he was a good player.
Cut Sinclair. He sat on the bench in Manchester City forever.
Yeah, because
they
the depth
wouldn't let him go.
That's it, and the depth
because
was
they
just
don't want
too
another
deep.
Team to have him.
Have
too him. Good, you know. So
right, exactly. Now he's playing with who's he playing with now?
Aston Villa.
Yeah. And I'm looking at. But you know, and then I mean, what? Sinclair is what 30?
No, he's still a young boy.
So let me.
Sinclair is 30, man.
No. Sinclair's still a.
Well, okay. Sorry, I gotta ask you a question. I just bring it back to Giovinco. There's a question I want to ask. Why is it you think that Giovinco, in the years that he played in Italy, he's playing professionally in his home country, and he's an Italian national, right? In the sense of, you know, he's
right,
got
right,
that cap, you know, he's collecting some caps.
Yep.
Okay? Why is it that they didn't see fit, some team didn't see fit in his own country, and he plays for his own country to get him on the team, get him on the pitch?
And here's the thing, they must have saw something in him for them to sit down and say, get him on the national side.
Right, but I'm asking, you know, why aren't the people paying money to play, to have guys play, why didn't they say, you know what, F it, let's get this guy on
that's
here.
What I'm saying. What I'm looking at is the fact that even though he wasn't playing that much, he wasn't a starter in, who was it, Juventus, or whoever he played for.
No, he was sitting with, when we got him, he was on the bench with Juve. But
Juve,
he played for
right.
Empoli.
Okay,
for Palmer,
he got loaned out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you know, they basically loan you out because they want you to stay in shape for when they bring you back.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's, they're hoping that Balotelli catches
on. Oh, the other
on
team and, pays you
and,
too. You know,
right, so yeah, so old. There's no problem there. It's like, you can boost our team. So now he's like, okay, I want to play regular. Dude.
Right.
My agent has to work something out for me. Let's try.
So you think?
Let's try MLS.
Yeah.
Goes up there next day.
But do you? But
this is they've always known he's had talent.
Right.
This is what we want. Okay. some team like Liverpool's on the rebuild. You know what I mean?
So you think? What if he went back to Italy? What would they do?
Well, I mean, for the national team, I mean, you know them guys.
No.
Yeah,
what if he went back to Italy to play professionally on a club team?
I think he'd do okay. Now.
Are they going to give him the chance now?
I think
saying,
for sure.
Okay, we had you here for years.
Well,
we could watch you every day.
Yeah.
But now you went to MLS for a season, and now we're going to play
for two
every day.
Seasons? Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
You're saying if he puts two seasons together here, like the one he's put together this year,
he's
undeniable in any league.
He's doing well right now because he's playing regularly.
Understood.
You know what I mean? And that's it. And he's found a new chair. But again, when home calls you back, you go home if you want to.
Yeah.
But I think also the ultimate compliment is they say, you know what, dude? Yeah, this is what we wanted. This is the guy. When you're ready, come back here.
Right.
That's what I see.
He's a southern Italian, and they didn't want him being a star. You know something, the right guy not be a star. We don't want a southern Italian be a star. You sit on the damn bench.
You know. Now
that's my take on that.
Now,
cultural.
And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you where it makes it worse. This is where it makes it even more. We win a chance. Let's say we win this.
Yeah.
Let's say we win this, and he's, you know, been playing, dude. That every time he plays, his stock just goes up more and more and more.
That's why you have to keep
right?
him.
So, Toronto's going to be like, look, man, okay, for this market, he saturated this. We got it. What are you coming with? If he's going to leave, what are you bringing us? And that's it. And it's a business move.
It's definitely a business move.
But I call it a bad business move.
Well, you know, that's when we got to sit down there and say, then who else do we get?
Bad business.
What else do we do? Because we didn't
back,
know him.
Back.
You're going home?
Yeah,
going
back east. Back east. Yeah. No, wherever.
Yeah. Been for a while?
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. All right, well, this is a good little discussion. I think I'm going to try and post this up on the Wild 720.
Yes,
all right, later.